Can you take your Bibles and can you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3?
Kan du finde en bibel og slå op på 2. Korintherbrev, det tredje kapitel?
There's a theme that I'm going to be working off of this weekend.
Der er et tema, som jeg kommer til at arbejde ud fra i den her weekend.
And it is directly connected to the Holy Spirit.
Og det er forbundet direkte til Helligånden.
I'm going to talk about the glory of God.
Jeg kommer til at tale om Guds herlighed.
Now, there's a reason why.
Og det er der en grund til.
I've been a Christian since 1973.
Jeg har været en kristen siden 1973.
And I've only heard one message on the glory of God.
Og jeg har faktisk kun hørt et eneste budskab om Guds herlighed.
And it was from Catherine Coleman.
Og det var fra Catherine Coleman.
And she basically said,
hun sagde sådan, basalt set,
don't touch the glory.
Rør ikke ved Guds herlighed.
Leave it alone.
Bare lad den være.
It belongs to God.
Den tilhører Gud.
But I think I'm going to disagree with her.
Men jeg tror, at jeg vil være uenig med.
And I'm going to open up the scriptures.
Og jeg kommer til at åbne op for skrifterne.
We're going to have some fun this weekend.
Og så kommer vi til at have det lidt sjovt i den her weekend.
But first, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit to set everything up.
Men først er vi nødt til at snakke om Helligånden for ligesom at sætte det hele ordentligt op.
So here we are in 2 Corinthians 3.
Så her er vi i 2. Korintherbrev, det tredje kapitel.
Verse 17 and 18.
Vers 17 og 18.
Go ahead.
Herren er ånden, og hvor Herrens ånd er, der er der frihed. Og alle vi, som med utilsløret ansigt i et spejl skuer Herrens herlighed, forvandles efter det billede, vi skuer. Fra herlighed til herlighed, sådan som det sker ved den Herre, som ånden er.
This is a fascinating scripture.
Et meget fascinerende skriftsted.
We're looking at his glory.
Vi ser på hans herlighed.
And we're being transformed into something.
Og så bliver vi forvandlet ind til noget nyt.
And the Bible says he transforms us from glory to glory.
Og Bibelen siger, han forvandler os fra herlighed til herlighed.
Okay, now let me give you some understanding with this.
Lad mig give dig en forståelse af det her.
There's a word in the Greek.
Der er et ord på græsk.
It's in our modern languages, it's metamorphosis.
I vores moderne sprog i dag er det metamorphosis.
It means to be transformed.
Det betyder at blive forvandlet.
But when the Bible talks about this, it's very interesting.
Men når Bibelen taler om det her, så er det meget interessant.
We get this idea that we're being transformed into a better person.
Vi har den her idé om, at vi bliver forvandlet ind til et bedre menneske.
Wouldn't you like to be a better person than you are?
Kunne du godt tænke dig at være et bedre menneske, end du er?
Oh, come on, you're all perfect, right?
Kom nu her, ja. I er jo helt perfekte, ikke?
Wouldn't you like to be a better person?
Men kunne du godt tænke dig at være et bedre menneske?
Okay, but this is not what the Bible is talking about.
Men det er ikke det, Bibelen taler om her.
It's not talking about you becoming better.
Det handler ikke om, at du skal blive bedre.
It's you being transformed.
Det er dig, der bliver forvandlet.
And when it says being transformed into the likeness of Christ,
når der står, at det er en forvandling ind til at ligne ham,
it actually means being changed into his substance.
Så betyder det egentlig at blive forvandlet ind til hans substans.
Now you are still you.
Du er stadigvæk dig.
But you're being changed into his substance.
Men du forvandles til hans substans.
And that work of the Holy Spirit is ongoing inside of us.
Og det Helligåndens arbejde, som det er, det foregår inden i os.
Now, this is important for us to understand.
Det er vigtigt for os at forstå det her.
Because it's the Holy Spirit that is doing all of this on the inside.
Fordi det er Helligånden, som gør det her inden i os.
And how many of you know that the Holy Spirit is power?
Hvor mange af jer ved, at Helligånden er kraft?
Can you say he's power?
Kan du sige, han er kraft?
Look at your neighbor and say, he's power, baby.
Kig på din nabo og sige, han er power, baby.
He's power, baby. He is power.
Han er power.
In the Old Testament,
i det gamle testamente,
the word Ruach HaKodesh,
der er ordet Ruach HaKodesh.
It's the word for the Spirit.
Det er ordet for ånden.
And it's used 389 times.
Det bliver brugt 389 gange.
And every time it's used, it is connected to power.
Og hver eneste gang det bliver brugt, så er det forbundet med kraft.
So the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of you is power.
Så den Guds ånd, der bor inden i dig, er kraft.
And the Spirit that comes upon you is power.
Og den ånd, der kommer over dig, er kraft.
And you might say, but my everyday life, I don't feel like I have power.
Og det kan være, du siger sådan, ja, men i mit hverdagsliv, så føles det bare ikke sådan rigtigt,
som
jeg har
kraft. Talks about that too.
Men det taler Bibelen også om.
It talks about us putting off of the old.
Den taler om at tage det gamle af.
And putting on the new.
Og tage det nye på.
Now, you know, isn't it wonderful?
Og er det ikke fantastisk?
When you go shopping for new clothes.
Når man tager ud og shopper efter nyt tøj.
How many of you like to go shopping for clothes?
Og mange kan lide at gå ud og shoppe efter nyt tøj.
Okay. And isn't it wonderful when you find something really nice for a great price?
Og det er ikke skønt, når du finder noget rigtig lækkert til en god pris.
And I know that some of you would like to go shopping for a new tractor. Hallelujah.
Jeg ved, at nogen af jer, der har lyst til at gå og købe en ny traktor.
Okay. Or a new horse. Hallelujah.
Eller en ny hest.
Okay, I'm with you on that one.
Jeg er med på den.
Okay, but the Bible talks about putting off and putting on.
Så Bibelen taler om at tage af og tage på.
This is part of the metamorphosis in our life.
Og det er en del af den her forvandling, den her metamorfose i vores liv.
I think that we take the Spirit of God for granted.
Og jeg tror nogle gange vi tager Guds ånd lidt for givet.
And we don't fully understand everything that's going on the inside.
Og vi forstår ikke helt alt det der sker inde i os.
We get so overwhelmed with life circumstances.
Vi bliver så overvældet af livets omstændigheder.
We know what the Bible says that we are overcomers.
Og vi ved godt at Bibelen siger at vi er sådan nogle der overkommer.
But when you read that scripture,
men når vi læser det skriftet,
many times we think,
så tænker vi tit,
oh yeah, I gotta suffer through it.
Yes, jeg skal lide igennem det.
I just gotta suffer through it and maybe it will end.
Jeg skal bare lide igennem det, og så vil det måske slut.
And then I'll be an overcomer.
Og så er jeg en overkommer, en der kommer over, en der kommer
igennem.
Men det er ikke det skriftsted siger.
The scripture says that we are being transformed into glory.
Men teksten siger at vi bliver forvandlet til herlighed.
Now that can be something that can be very misunderstood.
Og det er noget der virkelig kan misforstås.
But you know it's when you put something off.
Men når du tager noget af,
you got to make room for what God wants to give you.
Så du er nødt til at gøre plads til det som Gud han vil give dig.
And sometimes you have to push things out of the way.
Og nogle gange så er du nødt til at skubbe ting af vejen.
So that you can receive the benefit of what God wants to do.
For at du kan få glæden ved det eller det gode ved det som Gud han vil give dig.
And the Holy Spirit helps to push it off.
Og Helligånden hjælper med at skubbe det af.
And to help to fill on the inside.
Og han hjælper med at fylde op.
Now I have two daughters.
Jeg har to døtre.
They're wonderful.
De er vidunderlige.
I love them very very much.
Jeg elsker dem rigtig meget.
But I never know what they're thinking.
Men jeg ved aldrig hvad de tænker.
Because they take after their mother. Hallelujah.
Fordi de ligner deres mor.
Okay. One day they came to me.
Så en dag der kom de hen til mig.
And they said, "Dad."
Og så sagde de, far.
You've got to see this amazing TV show.
Du er nødt til at se det her den her fantastiske TV-serie.
And I said, "No."
Jeg sagde nej.
Unless there's something blowing up.
Medmindre der er noget der springer i luften.
I don't want to see it.
Så har jeg ikke lyst til at se det.
And they said, "Dad, you've got to see it. It's an amazing thing."
Oh, far sagde de, du er nødt til at se det. Den er fantastisk.
It's a show about transformation.
Den handler om forvandling.
And I said, "Ah, I get enough of that."
Så sagde jeg, det er altså ikke nok.
They said, "Dad, please, would you do this for us?"
Og så sagde de, far, kom nu, please, vil du nok gøre det for os?
And I said, "Okay."
Så sagde, okay.
So we're sitting in our room.
Så vi sidder her i stuen.
And here comes the program.
Og nu kommer programmet på.
And everybody's beautiful.
Og alle er smukke.
But here's this woman.
Men der er den her ene kvinde.
She's homeless.
Hun er hjemløs.
She doesn't look good at all.
Hun ser overhovedet ikke godt ud.
She's getting free of drugs.
Hun er ved at komme ud af et stofmisbrug.
She has no money.
Hun har ingen penge.
And people come and say, "We want to help you."
Og der kommer folk hen til hende og siger, "Vi vil gerne hjælpe dig."
And my girls are crying.
Og mine piger, mine døtre, de græder.
So they take her shopping.
Så de tager hende med ud og shop.
And they buy designer clothes.
Og så køber de designertøj til hende.
They fix her hair.
De ordner hendes hår.
They fix her nails.
De ordner hendes negle.
They fix her toenails. Hallelujah.
Også hendes tånegle.
What do you call that? A pedicure?
A mani pedicure? Yeah, pedicure.
Have you ever had a mani pedi?
No, I haven't. I promise you.
We should take up an offering. Hallelujah. Okay. And so and they teach her how to walk.
De lærer hende hvordan hun skal gå rigtigt.
They give her coaching lessons.
De giver hende coaching.
Then the day comes.
Og så kommer dagen.
For the great revelation.
Hvor den store åbenbaring.
And there's hundreds of people in this audience.
Og der er et publikum for mere end altså hundredvis af mennesker.
And they build it up.
Og de bygger det stort op.
Here is Sarah.
Her er Sara.
She once was like this.
En gang så var hun sådan her.
But see the change that has happened.
Se den forvandling der er sket.
Greet her as she comes now.
Tag imod hende som hun kommer ud nu.
And she walks out and she's breathtakingly beautiful.
Og så kommer hun ud og så er hun bare åndeløst smuk.
She's always been that beautiful.
Sådan har hun altid været så smuk.
It's always been there.
Det har altid været der.
And then my daughters are crying.
Og så græder mine døtre igen.
And they're looking at me.
Og de kigger på mig.
This is beautiful.
Det her, det er så smukt.
This is wonderful.
Det er så vidunderligt.
And they're clapping like this.
Og de klapper deres hænder sådan her.
And then they look at me.
Og så kigger de på mig.
And then this is what they said.
Og så siger de sådan her.
Dad.
Far.
You too need an extreme makeover.
Du har også brug for sådan en ekstrem makeover.
I said, no, I don't.
Hej, nej, siger jeg.
They said, oh, yes, you do.
Oh, jo, det har du.
They said, you're wearing t-shirts that are 30 years old.
De siger, du har jo t-shirts på, som er 30 år gamle.
I said, what's wrong with that?
Og så siger jeg, hvad er der galt med det?
They said, we want to burn a lot of those things.
Og så siger de, vi vil gerne brænde alle de ting.
We want to take you shopping.
Og så vil vi tage dig med ud og shop.
I said, no.
Og jeg siger, nej.
You know, I have no idea what you'll do to me.
Jeg har ingen anelse om hvad du vil gøre med mig.
And I said, it's going to cost me a lot of money, and I don't want to spend the money.
Og det kommer til at koste mig masser af penge, og jeg har ikke lyst til at bruge de penge.
And then they said the thing that crushed my heart.
Men så sagde de noget som knuste mit hjerte.
There's nothing worse that they could have said.
Og der var intet værre de kunne have sagt.
Dad.
Far.
You're getting old.
Du er ved at blive gammel.
I said, no, I'm not.
I said, my guy.
They said, oh, yes, you are.
Jo, det er du.
So we're gonna go shopping.
Så nu skal vi ud og shoppe.
So the first place we went.
Så vi går ud til stedet.
We went to
det
a place
sted,
in Copenhagen.
Til, det er i København. Vi kom ud til et sted i København.
A place where they make suits.
Sted, hvor de laver jakkesæt.
And you know, I pull a suit off the rack, 4,000 crowns, hallelujah.
Jeg tager et jakkesæt ned fra hylden, og det koster 4,000 kroner.
And my daughter said, show us some nice fabric.
Og min datter siger til dem, vis os noget lækkert stof.
So they're showing fabric.
De viser os noget forskelligt stof.
I'm getting nervous.
Jeg bliver sådan mere og mere nervøs.
And then they said, we'll take that one.
Og så siger de, vi tager den der.
And how much will it cost to make him?
Hvor meget vil det koste at sy et jakkesæt af det her stof?
And they said, we'll give you a special price.
Og så siger de, vi skal nok give dig en helt speciel pris.
It'll only be 15,000 Danish.
Det vil kun koste 15,000 kroner.
And I about had another heart attack.
Jeg var lige ved at få endnu et hjerteanfald.
And I said, well, if this is a special price, what's the normal price?
Så siger jeg, okay, hvis det er en speciel pris, hvad er så normal pris?
And they said, well, if your daughters weren't so nice.
Så sagde de, jamen altså, hvis dine døtre ikke så godt yourself, ud, og du kom her alene,
it would be over 20.
Så ville det koste over 20,000.
So they're saving you 5,000.
Så de sparer dig faktisk 5,000.
And then my daughter said,
og så sagde mine døtre,
see?
Der kan du bare se.
You need us.
Du har brug for os.
We get you the best deals.
Vi får de bedste tilbud til dig.
So we bought that.
Så vi købte det.
They're making it.
De er i gang med at lave det.
Say, now we need to get you some shoes.
Og så siger de sådan, nu skal vi så ud og have nogle sko.
I said, why?
Hvorfor, sagde jeg.
I can go to second hand and buy something for 300 crowns.
Jeg kan bare gå hen i en genbrugsforretning og købe noget til 300 kroner.
They said, no.
Så siger jeg, nej.
Transformation.
Det er en forvandling, vi er i gang med at lave.
We have just the place for you.
Vi har det helt rigtige sted.
And it's an Italian shoe store.
Det er en italiensk skobutik.
So we go into this shoe store.
Så vi går ind i den her butik.
And I'm looking around.
Jeg kigger mig lidt omkring.
And I'm ready to walk out.
Og jeg er helt klar til at gå ud igen.
And then my daughter says.
Så siger min datter.
He'll take that one.
Han tager det sæt der, det par der.
And he'll pay for it.
Og han betaler for det.
And I said, no, I won't.
Og så sagde nej, jeg vil ikke.
I said, yes, you will.
Så sagde, jo, det gør du.
You need these.
Du har brug for dem her.
And I looked at the price.
Jeg kiggede på prisen.
7,000 Danish kroner.
7,000 kroner.
For a pair of shoes.
For et par sko.
I said, you've got to be kidding me.
Jeg sagde, du tager gas på mig.
And then they said, okay, we're going to go get you a tie.
Jeg sagde, okay, vi skal ud og have et slips os.
So we're walking in the center of Copenhagen.
Vi går igennem centrum af København.
And they said, okay, we're going to go into a shop.
Og vi går ind i en butik.
Don't worry.
Når de siger, vi går ind i en butik lige om lidt, bare rolig.
So nice.
De er så venlige derinde.
Just act like you're with us.
Bare lad som om, du er med os.
And we'll take care of the rest.
Så skal vi nok sørge for resten.
So I said, okay.
Jeg sagde, okay.
So we walked into the center of Copenhagen.
Så vi går her ind i centrum af København.
And there's a store there.
Og der er en butik.
It's a French store.
En fransk butik.
Wouldn't that give you kind of warnings?
Tænker du ikke allerede sådan lidt, der er nogle advarselslamper, der lyser?
It's a store called Hermès.
Det er en butik, der hedder Hermès.
And so when I walk in there,
og da jeg går derind,
they give me little cookies and coffee, and I think this is fantastic.
Så får jeg sådan små småkager og kaffe, og jeg tænker, det er fantastisk. Det
and they're showing ties to my daughter.
Og de viser mine døtre slips.
My daughter says he'll take that one.
Og min datter siger, han tager det der.
And he'll pay for it.
Og han skal nok betale for det.
I paid for it.
Jeg betalte for det.
They gave me a discount.
De gav mig en rabat.
It was only 4,000 Danish.
Og så kostede det kun 4,000 kroner.
So when it was all done,
så da jeg var færdig med det,
I said this.
Så sagde jeg sådan her.
I would have been happy just to wear a potato sack.
Jeg havde været lige så glad for bare at have en kartoffelsæk på.
But they said, where you're going, Dad.
Men så sagde de, der hvor du skal hen.
This is going to make you look good.
Der kommer det her til at få dig til at se godt ud.
And when everybody sees us,
og når alle ser det her,
they're going to realize,
så kommer de til at indse,
you're not the same.
At du ikke er den samme person.
You're different.
Du er ny.
Because something has changed.
Fordi der er noget, der er sket. Der er noget, der er forandret.
And I said, something has changed.
Så sagde jeg, det er rigtigt. Der er noget, der har forandret sig.
I'm poorer.
Nu er jeg fattig.
And they said, don't worry, Dad.
De sagde, bare rolig, far.
You wear this.
Tag det her på.
And people will throw money at you.
Og så kommer folk til at kaste folk med penge efter dig.
So I wore it in Nairobi.
Så jeg tog det på til Nairobi.
I got all kinds of compliments.
Jeg fik alle mulige komplimenter.
And that coat that I'm wearing.
Og den her frak, som jeg har på.
Someone came up to me.
Der var en, der kom op til mig.
And they said this.
Og han sagde sådan her.
You look like you're wearing old stuff.
Du ser ud, som om du har noget gammel sager på.
With the clothes, the new clothes you're wearing.
Med de nye ting, du har på, det nye tøj, du har på.
You need a new Italian coat.
Så du skal have en ny italiensk jakke.
And I said, not again.
Jeg sagde, nej, ikke igen.
So I said to my daughter.
Så jeg sagde til min datter.
I'm done with extreme makeovers.
Jeg er færdig med de her ekstreme makeovers.
They said, no, Dad, it gets worse.
Og så sagde de, nej, far, det bliver værre nu.
The reason why we did this.
Grunden til, vi gjorde det her.
Is because we need your office.
Det er fordi vi har brug for dit kontor.
My office.
Mit kontor.
It is my domain.
Det er mit domæne.
And they said.
Og de sagde.
We have so many tomatoes.
Vi har så mange tomater.
God has blessed us with so many tomatoes.
Gud har velsignet os med så mange tomater.
That we're going to make lots of Mexican salsa.
At vi kommer til at lave masser af mexicansk salsa.
We're going to make over 100 jars, cans of Mexican salsa.
Kommer til at lave mere end 100 glas salsa.
But we don't have space where we're at.
Men vi har ingen plads til at opbevare det der hvor vi er.
So we want your office.
Så vi vil gerne have dit kontor.
So you're gonna have a small desk in your office.
Så du kommer til at have bare et lille skrivebord på dit kontor.
And then the rest of it.
Og resten af pladsen.
We're either going to fill with books or with salsa.
Kommer vi enten til at fylde med bøger eller med salsa.
And I said, no, you're not.
Nej. Det er.
They said, yes, we are.
De sagde, jo, det gør det.
They said, you're going to get the blessings.
Og de sagde, du kommer til at få de velsignelser.
You're always talking about blessings.
Du taler altid om velsignelser.
Now you're going to get the blessings.
Nu får du de her velsignelser.
I said, it doesn't sound like a blessing.
De sagde, det lyder ikke særlig meget som velsignelser.
Said, wait till we're done.
De sagde, bare vent til vi er færdige.
So we move bookshelves in.
Så vi flytter boghylder ind.
Half my office is theirs.
Halvdelen af mit kontor, det bliver nu deres.
They go making Mexican salsa.
De går ud og laver mexicansk salsa.
Oh my goodness.
Oh nej, altså.
It's the best salsa I've ever had.
Ja, den bedste salsa, jeg nogensinde har.
And it's in my house.
Og det er den her i mit hus.
And you can't have any, hallelujah.
Og man må ikke tage noget af det.
You have to come to my house.
Du skal komme til mit hus for at få det.
And then I'll share my glory with you.
Så skal jeg nok dele lidt af min herlighed med dig.
And so then my daughter said.
Og sagde min datter.
See, you're going through a transformation.
Du ser, far, du går igennem en forvandling.
Things are changing in your life.
Der er ting, der forvandler sig, forandrer sig i dit liv.
And not everything is bad, is it?
Og det hele er ikke dårligt, er det?
And I said, no.
Jeg sagde, nej, det er rigtigt.
I said, now you got Mexican salsa.
Nu har du mexicansk salsa.
You can put on your tacos and your enchiladas.
Du kan putte på dine tacos og dine enchiladas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
tacos and enchiladas.
Tacos and enchiladas.
I said, now you can have all of that.
Og de sagde, nu kan du få alt det her.
And it's yours.
Og det er dit.
It's yours.
Det er dit.
And I thought about it.
Og så tænkte jeg sådan lidt.
And then the Holy Spirit said.
Så sagde Helligånden sagde.
This is a little bit like glory.
Det er lidt ligesom herlighed det her.
You take something off.
Du tager noget af.
You put something on.
Du tager noget på.
I move things around inside of you.
Jeg flytter rundt på ting inden i dig.
And I fill it with the good stuff.
Og så fylder jeg det med alt det gode, de gode sager.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Holy Spirit is getting ready to do a new thing with you.
Helligånden gør klar til at gøre noget nyt i jer.
How many of you are ready for a new thing?
Mange er klar til det, til noget nyt.
And so the Holy Spirit is wonderful.
Så Helligånden er vidunderlig.
You know, there are simple things that we take for granted that are powerful.
Der er nogle ret simple ting omkring os, som vi egentlig tager for givet, men som er helt vidunderlige.
And they're so connected to this transformation of God.
Og de hænger så tæt sammen med den her Guds forvandling.
For instance,
for eksempel,
speaking in tongues.
Og tale i tunger.
There are so many churches that are backing up on this.
Der er rigtig mange kirker, der trækker sig væk fra
now,
det.
Now I know a couple of years ago I spoke about that.
Jeg ved godt, jeg talte om det her for et par år siden.
But I have new information.
Men jeg har ny information.
That I think you'll find this very interesting.
Som jeg tror, I synes er meget interessant.
Scientists have now proved the medical benefits of speaking in tongues.
Der er forskere, som har bevist fordelene, de medicinske fordele ved at tale i tunger.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that interesting?
Er det ikke interessant?
Medical benefits.
Der er medicinske fordele.
Of speaking in tongues.
Ved at tale i tunger.
Hmm. So this isn't just some preacher preaching scriptures.
Så det her, det er ikke bare en prædikant, der prædiker skriften.
These are neuroscientists, neurologists, and neurosurgeons.
Det her, det er hjerneforskere og neurokirurger og så videre, der siger det her.
Yeah, and they've done their research.
De har lavet grundig research.
And they published it in medical journals.
Og det er udgivet i medicinske journaler.
And they published it in the New York Times.
Og det er kommet ud i New York Times.
So it's out there.
Det står derude, det er ude.
And you can look at it.
Og du kan finde det.
Let me give you some of this.
Lad mig give dig lidt eksempler på det her.
Since we're talking about putting off and putting on.
Nu taler vi jo om det her med at tage noget af og tage noget på.
The first study was at the University of Pennsylvania.
Det første studie var sket på Pennsylvania's universitet.
And there was a neurologist.
Og der var en neurolog.
He took 5 African American women.
Som tog 5 afroamerikanske kvinder.
5 nuns, 5 Buddhists.
5 nonner, 5 buddhister.
Had the Pentecostals speak in tongues.
fik nogle pinsefolk til at tale i tunger.
Had the Buddhist chant.
Og fik buddhisten til at chante. Eller?
Had the nuns pray.
Og fik nonnerne til at bede.
And he did medical imaging of all of them.
Og så tog han scanninger af dem alle sammen.
And he had them speak for about 30 minutes.
Og han fik dem til at gøre det her i 30 minutter.
And what he found was this.
Og det han fandt ud af var det her.
In the medical imaging,
når han kiggede på de her billeder, de her scanninger,
the nuns in the Buddhist brain looked the same.
Så nonnernes hjerne og buddhisternes hjerne fuldstændig ens ud.
In the Pentecostal women,
men ved de her pinsekvinder,
the front part of their brain shut completely down.
Den lukkede den forreste del af hjernen fuldstændig ned.
This is the part where logic and reasoning comes from.
Så der hvor logik og sund fornuft sidder.
And then he saw,
og så kunne han se,
there's a place in the middle of the brain,
der er stedet midt i hjernen,
that is called the parietal.
Som hedder,
yeah, just say yeah, it.
The parietal.
Okay, it's a medical term.
Det er et medicinsk begreb.
It's an area of the brain that's not used very often.
Et område i hjernen, man ikke bruger særlig meget.
They believe, the neurologists believe that this is the center of spirituality in the brain.
Neurologerne mener, at det her, det er det sted, hvor åndeligheden sidder i hjernen.
And what they saw,
og det de så,
when they were speaking in tongues,
da de talte i tunger,
this thing began to glow.
Så var det det her sted, der lyste op, det her område i hjernen.
And as they watched this,
og det, når de kiggede på det her,
the non-Christian neurologists,
det er ikke kristne neurologer, det her,
along with the Christian neurologist,
sammen med kristne neurologer,
said this.
Så sagde de alle sammen
this
sådan
is a direct quote.
Et direkte citat.
It seems as though something or someone is speaking through them.
Det virker som om et eller andet eller en eller anden taler igennem dem.
Can you say amen to that?
Kan I sige amen til dem?
Isn't that powerful?
Er det ikke kraftfuldt?
Isn't that amazing?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
There was another study.
Der er et andet studie.
From a Pentecostal denomination in England.
Fra en pinsebevægelsen i England.
They wanted to see if speaking in tongues would reduce the stress in their pastors.
De vil gerne se eller undersøge om det at tale i tunger reducerede stress hos præster.
So 600 pastors.
Så de samlede 600 præster.
Spoke in tongues.
Talte i tunger.
Every day.
Hver dag.
15-30 minutes every day.
15-30 minutter hver dag.
For a month.
I en måned.
Then they did an evaluation of all 600.
Og så lavede de en evaluering af alle de her 600 præster.
And here's what they found.
Det her, så fandt de ud af det her.
The stress level.
Stressniveauet.
Reduced by 50%.
Blev reduceret med 50%.
Can you say amen to that?
Kan I sige amen til det?
Okay, wait. Here's the best one.
Nu kommer den bedste.
A neurosurgeon.
En neurokirurg.
Wanted, and he's the director of a medical complex in the States.
Og han er leder for et medicinsk kompleks i USA.
Big hospital.
Et stort hospital.
He wanted to see the effects of speaking in tongues on the whole body.
Han ville gerne undersøge effekten af at tale i tunger på hele kroppen.
So here's what he did.
Så han gjorde sådan her.
He took people.
Han tog nogle mennesker.
Random people who spoke in tongues.
Tilfældige mennesker, som taler i tunger.
A good number of them.
Et godt antal.
He did blood work.
Han tog blodprøver.
He injected radiographic dye inside of them.
Han puttede sådan noget farve ind, så de kunne se på scanninger.
He was monitoring all of their blood values, everything that the body would produce.
Undersøgt alle blodværdier og alt det man kan tage prøver på kroppen.
And he had medical imaging machines evaluating all of this.
Og han havde maskiner som evaluerede det her.
And he had lab evaluating all of this.
Og så havde han et laboratorium som evaluerede det hele.
And this is what he found.
Og det var det han fandt ud af.
When they were speaking in tongues.
Når de talte i tunger.
Two chemicals were released in the brain.
Så var der to kemikalier der blev frigivet i hjernen.
And these two chemicals boosted the immune system in the body.
Og de to kemikalier booster immunforsvaret.
By 50%.
Med 50%.
By 50%.
50%.
And the last study.
Og den sidste undersøgelse.
Was a very comprehensive study about speaking in tongues.
Og en meget omfattende undersøgelse omkring det at tale i tunger.
To see if people's lives were getting better when they were speaking in tongues.
Og man vil gerne undersøge om folks liv blev bedre når de talte tunger.
And what they did is they did evaluations.
Og de lavede sådan nogle evalueringer.
Surveys.
Undersøgelser.
And they had different people involved.
Og masser af forskellige mennesker der var involveret.
They had a psychologist.
Ja, psykologer.
They had a social worker.
Social arbejder.
They took people from a broad spectrum.
Bredt spektrum af folk.
And they wanted to see.
De ville gerne undersøge.
If speaking in tongues had an effect on their daily life.
Om det at man talte tunger, det havde en effekt på det daglige liv, dagligdagsliv.
And here's what they found.
Det var det de fandt ud af.
Mentally they were sharper.
Mentalt var de skarpere.
More than 80% felt better.
Mere end 80% af dem havde det bedre.
There were 30% of them that believed that their spirituality had increased.
30% af dem oplevede at deres åndelighed var blevet større, bedre.
So they concluded.
Så de konkluderede
that speaking in tongues
at det at tale i tunger
enhanced daily life.
Forbedrede det dagligdags liv.
Four studies.
Fire forskellige studier der har undersøgt det her.
And this is all published.
Og det her er noget der er udgivet store undersøgelser.
Now, if speaking in tongues is just a simple thing.
Så hvis det her med at tale i tunger det bare er en simpel ting.
What about praying for each other?
Hvad så med at bede for hinanden?
What about moving in the gifts of the Spirit?
Hvad så med at bevæge sig i åndens gaver?
What about serving one another?
Hvad med at tjene hinanden?
What about loving each other?
Hvad med at elske hinanden?
It's putting off the old.
Det handler om at tage det gamle af.
And putting on the new.
Og tage det nye på.
God wants to release His Spirit in you.
Gud vil frigive sin ånd i dig.
And He wants to release His power in you.
Og han vil frigive sin kraft i dig.
Can you say amen to that?
Nogen kan sige amen til det.
The Spirit of power is at work.
Åndens kraft er virksom.
And when we talk about the Spirit of God,
når vi taler om Guds ånd,
we have to understand it in this context.
Så vi nødt til at forstå det i den her sammenhæng.
He was at the very beginning of everything.
Han var fra begyndelsen af alt.
At the very beginning,
helt fra begyndelsen.
There was no universe, there was nothing.
Der var ingen univers, der var intet.
It was only them.
Det var kun dem.
The three of them.
De tre.
And they were huge.
Og de var kæmpe.
They filled everything that was.
De fyldte alt, hvad der var.
Space did not exist.
Rum fandtes ikke.
Time did not exist.
Tid fandtes ikke.
It was just them.
Det var kun dem.
It was just them.
Det var kun dem.
And so when they said,
så da de sagde,
and we know that Jesus, as the word said, let there be light.
Og vi ved, at Jesus som ordet sagde, lad der blive lys.
The Spirit of God began to create everything.
Så begyndte Guds ånd at skabe alting.
Okay, here's something fascinating about this.
Men her er der noget fascinerende ved det her.
Jesus spoke it.
Jesus talte det.
But the Spirit also has a will.
Men ånden har også en vilje.
And the Spirit has creative ability.
Og ånden har en skabende evne.
And so the mind of the Spirit,
så åndens sind eller
was
vilje,
actively at work,
virkede aktivt
with the Father and the Son in creating everything.
Sammen med faderen og sønnen i at skabe alting.
So the Spirit of God is not just a blesser.
Så Guds ånd er ikke bare en velsigner.
It's a transformer.
Det er en forvandler.
It has a mind.
Den har en vilje.
And its goal and its will is for us to become more like him.
Og hans mål og hans vilje er, at vi skal ligne Gud mere.
Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
So the simple things,
så de simple ting,
that release the Spirit of God,
som frigiver Guds ånd,
brings benefit into our life,
og som giver fordele ind i vores liv,
even if we don't think it does.
Og selvom vi ikke tror det.
Medically, it's been proven.
Det er bevist medicinsk.
Now, there are other ongoing studies about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Der er andre igangværende studier omkring åndens gaver.
And when they're completed, I'll talk to you about those things.
Og når de er gennemført, så skal jeg nok fortælle mere om dem.
But I think it's fascinating when Jesus talks about glory.
Men jeg synes, det er meget fascinerende, når Gud eller når Jesus taler om herlighed.
I'm going to talk about this tomorrow.
Og jeg kommer til at tale om det her i morgen.
He says this.
Så siger han sådan her.
The glory that I have,
den herlighed som jeg har,
I'm now sharing with them.
Den deler jeg nu med dem.
Now, what in the world does that mean?
Hvad betyder det? Hele verden betyder det.
What does that mean?
Hvad betyder det?
Because the Father doesn't share his glory with anyone.
Fordi faderen deler ikke sin herlighed med nogen som helst.
But Jesus shares his glory with us.
Men Jesus deler sin herlighed med os.
He says this.
Han siger sådan her.
Father, I'm coming to you.
Far, jeg tager op til dig.
Glorify me again with the glory that I had.
Herliggør mig igen med den herlighed jeg havde.
And these that you have given me.
Og dem som du har givet mig.
I haven't lost but one.
Jeg har ikke mistet en eneste.
They will bring glory to me by the things that they do.
De skal bringe herlighed til mig med de ting som de gør med deres
gerninger. This is all scripture.
Det er fra Bibelen det her.
It's in the book of John.
Det er Johannes evangeliet.
And so when he talks about glory,
når han taler om herlighed,
what in the world is he talking about?
Hvad er det så han taler om?
You see, the throne of God,
Guds trone,
and we'll go through this tomorrow night.
Og vi kommer til at gå dybere ind i det her i morgen aften.
The throne of God,
men Guds trone,
it's a literal place.
Det er et virkeligt sted.
But around the throne is glory.
Men rundt om tronen er der herlighed.
And many people have said that glory is the brilliance and the radiance of the sun.
Og der er mange der siger at herlighed det er ligesom brilliansen eller strålerne fra solen eller sådan.
Partly it is.
Og det er til dels rigtigt.
But there's something else.
Men der er også noget mere end det.
Ezekiel says this.
Ezekiel siger sådan her.
Where the spirit goes,
hvor ånden går,
the throne goes.
Går tronen.
And so he connects the glory of God to the Spirit of God.
Han forbinder Guds herlighed med Guds trone.
And Jesus connects the glory of God to the Spirit of God.
Og Gud eller Jesus forbinder Guds ånd med Guds herlighed.
So when we talk about the Holy Spirit,
så når vi taler om Helligånden,
the work of transforming.
Og det her, det arbejde, som han gør i med at forvandle os.
The power that comes upon us.
Den kraft, der kommer på os.
It's God's glory.
Så det er Guds herlighed.
That is coming upon us.
Der kommer på os.
Coming through us.
Og igennem os.
Working in us.
Som arbejder i os.
And when you speak in tongues.
Og når du taler i tunger.
You bring glory to him.
Så bringer du herlighed til ham eller ære til ham.
Can you say amen?
Kan du sige amen?
When you prophesy.
Når du profeterer.
When you serve.
Når du tjener.
When you give.
Når du giver.
You bring glory to him.
Så giver du herlighed til ham.
Because these are the things that Jesus said.
For det, sådan her sagde Jesus.
If you obey me, if you love me, you will obey me.
Hvis du elsker mig, så vil du også adlyde mig.
And these are the things that he says brings glory to him.
Og det er det han siger der giver herlighed til ham.
So we come to meetings.
Så vi kommer til et møde.
To be refreshed.
For at blive opfrisket.
I think that God has a different motive.
Jeg tror egentlig Gud har et andet motiv.
He wants to work through you.
Han vil gerne virke igennem dig.
So you bring glory to him.
Så du bringer herlighed til ham.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you love the Holy Ghost?
Hvor mange elsker Helligånden?
Wasn't worship great tonight?
Var lovsangen ikke fantastisk, ja?
You know when the boy band was playing.
Jeg ved der drengebandet der spillede.
And she was leading.
Ah, Tone led.
Man, I tell you, it's like all my hair was standing up. It was wonderful.
Jeg ser mit hår her i nakken, det stod ligesom op.
I could feel the glory in this place.
Det var underligt, jeg kunne føle herligheden.
And I was thinking to myself.
Jeg tænkte sådan her.
This is bringing glory to you, Jesus.
Det her, det bringer herlighed til dig, Jesus.
Can we just worship all night?
Kan vi ikke bare blive ved med at lovprise hele aften?
Just give Tuna more strength where she can worship
bare
all night.
Bare give Tuna mere styrke, så hun kan blive ved hele aften.
Because it was wonderful.
Fordi det var fantastisk.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Var det ikke underligt?
What incredible gifts you have that God has blessed you in this place.
Sikke nogle gaver Gud har givet jer og velsignet jer med her på det her sted.
So this is what the Spirit is up to.
Så det her, det er det, Helligånden vil gøre.
Listen to this.
Hør efter.
This church is going through a transformation.
Den her kirke er på vej igennem en forvandling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going through a transformation.
I er på vej igennem en forvandling.
You're putting off the old.
I tager det gamle af.
And you're putting on the new.
Og tager det nye på.
You're moving some things out of the way.
I flytter nogle ting væk.
So that God can fill you fresh.
Så Gud kan fylde jer med noget friskt.
Can you say amen to that? Are you ready for the new?
Er I klar til det nye?
No. Are you ready for the new?
Nej. Er I klar til det nye?
Okay. Don't you think that God wants to give you a new building?
Tror ikke Gud vil give jer en ny bygning?
I hear some people coughing. Hallelujah.
Jeg hører nogen der hoster nu.
Don't you think that God is big enough to take care of all of these things?
Tror ikke Gud han er stor nok til at klare de ting også?
Don't you think that God wants to do new things with you in this place?
Tror ikke Gud han vil gøre nye ting med jer på det her sted?
Can you say amen to that?
Kan I sige amen til det?
All right, so let's do this.
Okay, så lad os gøre sådan her.
How many of you?
Hvor mange af jer?
Want to cast out devils?
Vil gerne kaste dæmoner ud.
How many of you want to heal the sick?
Hvor mange vil helbrede de syge?
How many of you want to raise the dead?
Hvor mange vil gerne rejse de døde op?
How many of you want to bring glory to Jesus?
Hvor mange har lyst til at give herlighed til Jesus?
If that's you, stand to your feet.
Hvis det er dig, så rejs dig op.
Just stand to your feet.
Rejs dig op.
Just lift your hands.
Løft jeres hænder.